Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Hey, Sukkah Daf Nun Hey, and we will begin on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis on the second wide line. Meitzvah. In the previous shiur, we had learned that Rav Acha taught us that on a day we bring more than one Karban Musaf. For every Karban Musaf, we blow nine Tekiyas and Truas separately. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Braisa says, V'shchoidish chali is b'Shabbos, V'shchoidish is on Shabbos, Shir shal v'shchoidish doich ha-shir shal Shabbos. The Shir of v'shchoidish, we sing the Shir of v'shchoidish, not the Shir of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if Rav Acha is indeed correct, that we blow separate tekiyas, teruas for each musaf, so why don't we say each Shir separately also? V'im Isa, Lame of the Shabbos, Lame of the Rosh Chodesh. Let's say the Shir of Shabbos, which is Mizmah Shel Yom Shabbos, and the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, which is Baruch Nafshi. Om Rav Safra, so Rav Safra says, My Doicha, what does the Braisa mean when it says Doicha? It doesn't mean that we omit one. Doicha L'kadim. What it means is that we say the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh before we say the Shir Shel Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? V'mai, we have a rule throughout Shas. Tod v'sheinu todur, todur kodem. So shouldn't we say Shabbos comes every week? Rosh Chodesh comes only 12 times a year. Shouldn't we say Shabbos first? Amar Rav Yochanan, the reason we do Rosh Chodesh first is leid shuk v'Rosh Chodesh bezmanoi. The reason we do it first is because we want to pronounce and publicize that today is Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says it's when Rosh Chodesh is on day 30. The Mechitz Chinuch has a discussion. He says it may be whenever Rosh Chodesh is, whether it's on day 30 or on day 31, we want people to know when it's Rosh Chodesh. There's a very interesting Machlokes Rishonim here, based on a short Tosfos. It's a five-word Tosfos, but it's a very powerful Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Gemara answered not that we only say Rosh Chodesh, rather we say Rosh Chodesh first. Ask the Gemara, why Rosh Chodesh first? Says Tosfos, the Gemara could have asked the question earlier. The Gemara could have asked, even when the Gemara and the Havamina the thought that we're only saying one, and the Gemara said we're going to say Rosh Chodesh, not Shabbos, the Gemara should ask, why do we do Rosh Chodesh? We should do Shabbos, That's the question Tosfos says the Gemara could have asked. What is Tosfos teaching us? We want to try to understand Tosfos. Tosfos is teaching us that not only when we have two subjects and we need to decide which comes first and which comes second, do we use the rule of Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim, but even when we have only one thing to say, there's a choice. Should we say Shabbos? Should we say Rosh Chodesh? Tosfos is saying that how do we decide what to say? We follow the rule of Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim. Tosfos Rid disagrees with Tosfos. And Tosfos Rid says we only use Tadav Shena Tadav Kaidim when we have two items to decide which should take precedence. But when there's only one, we're only going to say one, Tadda doesn't make that decision. And it's very relevant, la'loch l'maisa. I'll give you three examples. One example is Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So we have three haftiras to say. So the Shabbos haftira, that Parashas HaShavuot goes for, it's certainly not, because we only say it once a year. But what do we say? Do we say the haftira of Rosh Chodesh? Because the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has its own Haftarah, or do we say the Haftarah Shabbos Chanukah? So according to Tosfos, if we're only saying one, we follow the rule of Tadir, we would say the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. According to the Tosfos Rid, since we only could say one, we say Shabbos Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh, which is what we indeed do. Another example, Shabbos during the 3 weeks. And let's say Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. So again, what do we say? Do we say the Haftarah of the Gimel de Pranayasai, or do we say the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh? Again, we say Gimel de Pranayasai like the Tosfos Rid. Another example, which should never happen, but probably has happened. Let's say a person comes to shul late Shabbos morning, and he can't say all the Pesukah de Zimra and make it on time for Tefillah B'Tzeiva B'Shemoneh Esrei. So what should he daven? Should he say Pesukah de Zimra? Tad v'shena tad tad kaidim. We say Pesukah de Zimra every day. Or should he say Nishmas? Because we know Nishmas is the special tefillah of Shabbos. According to Tosfos Rid, which is the way the Shaar Tshuva paskins, we say Nishmas. Even though Pesukah de Zimra is Tadr. There are other achronim. There are other achronim for the record that say you should say the regular pesukah d'zimra. Nishmas is not part of the brachah yishtabach. That's a mistake. Nishmas is a separate tefillah. Okay. Says the Gemara, v'hayakir avdinan. So we said, the Gemara said that why do we say Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos? That everybody should know that today is Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Gemara, is that the way we publicize that today is Rosh Chodesh? Hakir achrit avdinan. We have a different way of publicizing Shabbos. Because we learned. We learned the Gemara Masech Tishkolim. Chel ve'tamid shel shachar. After they shechted the carbon tamid, they took of shachar, they took the fats, and they put it on the ramp on the Mizbeach. Nitanim mechatzi keves lamato, the Mizrach. We put it on the lower half of the ramp, on the east side. The ramp was 32 amos long, 16 amos wide, so we put it on the 8 amos to the east side, on the lower half. Vishal Masafim, the fats of the Masafim, Nitanim mechatzi keves lamato, they're also put on the lower half of the ramp, b'marav. So why do we put this on the east and then on the west? Because the halacha is, as we've learned so many times, that the tamid shel shachar has to be the first carbon that we makriv every day. So it's important that we know which is the shel tamid shel shachar and which is the musaf to make sure that the tamid shel shachar is brought first. Why do they go through this process of shechting the animal, putting it on the ramp, and then afterwards carrying it to the mizbech? Why don't you just do it in one time? So the Gemara Masech Tishkolim, the Rishonim explained number of reasons. One reason is because if we're going to complete, so to speak, the processing of the Tamid Shel Shachar, by the time we finish it, it'll be too late to daven Shacharis. The Kohanim will miss Shacharis and Krishma. Another reason is that this is the way we give kavod to the carbon. It wasn't like we just shechted it and carried it to the Mizbeach. We do it slowly to show that it's something that's important to us. This is Machloikis also, is it the same Kohanim that brought it to the bottom half, that carried it to the upper half, or a different Kohanim? Is it the same kind that carries it up to the upper half that actually puts it on the Mizbeach? That's carbon tamid shel shachar, carbon tamid, carbon musaf. However, for Rosh Chodesh, if it's Rosh Chodesh, nitanin tachas karka for Mizbeach lamata. The fats of the carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh are put on tachas karka for lamata. And here too, there's a big machlokes Rishonim how to understand this line. Some Rishonim, this way Rashi learns, say we put it on the ramp, where we put it higher on the ramp, we know 6 amos above the floor is where the karkiv was. We put it on the ramp in an area corresponding to that spot. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn that we put it on the karkiv, which is the ledge, 6 amos. Another say we actually put it on the Mizbeach right away. Again, why do we do this? That we put the fats of the carbon musaf Rosh Chodesh in a different place that we put all the other chalavim? Says Amr Rabbi Yochanan, lay the shuk Rosh Chodesh is manai. That's the way we publicize that today is Rosh Chodesh. So ask the Gemara, why do we have to say Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh before Shir Shel Shabbos? That's the way to publicize. We have this way to publicize. Answers the Gemara, Trei Hakerev Din. And we do two different things. Because perhaps the Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Hai Chazi, not everybody sees. Like this, we give them different ways of publicizing that it's Rosh Chodesh. Meisvei, ask the Gemara a different question on Rav Acha. The Tana of Rabbi Bashmul, Yochel, Kishem Shetoken on Shabbos from Atzmai, the Brisa says, we would think, just like if it's just the regular Shabbos, when we bring the Karban Musaf, we blow 9 Tekiyas and Truas by the Karban Musaf. Veresh Chodesh from Atzmai, if today is Rosh Chodesh, we blow 9 Tekiyas and Truas. I would think, Kach Yetoken on Musaf and Musaf, when it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and one in the same day, we should blow twice, one for Shabbos, and one for Rosh Chodesh. Tamalami b'rashi chachoichem. So here it says clearly that we only blow once. To Yufta, the Rav Acha, to Yufta, it's a Kasher Rav Acha who said that we blow for each Karban Musaf separately. Ask the Gemara, the Braisa was somewhat ambiguous. The Braisa says from the Pasuk of Rosh Chachoichem, we know that we blow for each Karban Musaf separately. But the Braisa, not separately, together. But the question is, how do we know from the words Rosh Chachoichem? My Talmud. Amr Abay Amakra, Ubrosh Chachem, Huk Shikol Chadoshim Kulun Zelazer. What the Pasik, according to Abaye, is telling us that all Rosh Chadoshim have the same halacha. Now when Rosh Chodesh comes on a weekday, certainly we only blow for one Musaf. And the Pasuk is teaching us, Ub Rashi Chacheichem, treat all the Rashi Chadashim, even when it's Shabbos, the same way. Ravash Yama, Ksiv Chacheichem. So we look at the Ksiv, which is Chaser, it's a Lashon Yachid, Ksiv Rashi, which is a Lashon Rabbim. Eza Chaydish, Shiesh Lashne Rashim. Which Chaydish is considered two times a Rosh? Have I Mizer Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, and it's also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. V'omer Rachman, and what did the Torah tell us regarding that Rosh Chodesh? Chod Sheichem, Loshin Yochid, Chadhi. That even though we have two Karban Musafs, one for Rosh Chodesh and one for Rosh Hashanah, how many times do we blow? We only blow once, not like Ravach. So the Aruch HaNer explains, what is the Machloikis? Abayi and Ravashi come to the same conclusion. They just got there in different ways. What is the basis of their Machloikis? So he explains something that we've learned many times. Do we go with Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesiris? Do we follow the pronunciation, which is what Abayi says, Chod Sheichem, or do we follow the way it's written, the way it's Ksiv, Loshin Yochid? The Aruch HaNer goes on to ask, according to Rav Ashi, we're speaking about one specific Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Hashanah. How do we apply that to all the other days? How do we know by every Rosh Chodesh that comes out on Shabbos, it has the same halacha? So he says that we have to understand that the Pasuk is not speaking about Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk is teaching us a din. On Rosh Chodesh, you only blow once. So ask the Aruch HaNer one more question. If we're saying that we only blow once on Rosh Chodesh, perhaps we should only bring one musaf. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, why do we say that we bring two carbon musafs, kabani musaf, one for Rosh Chodesh and one for Shabbos? Maybe just like we only blow once, one set, we should only bring one carbon musaf. So he says a simple answer. He says the Torah clearly tells us on Rosh Hashanah to bring two kabani musaf, one for Rosh Hashanah, one for Rosh Chodesh. So we see from there that although regarding the Tekiyas, we only blow one set, regarding the Karban Musaf, we bring a separate Karban Musaf for every occasion. Vaitanya. Just a word of introduction before we begin this brisa. We know that every day, we do it every day, we say the Shir Shal Yom, when we daven, Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they brought the Karban Musaf on a Yontif or on a Rosh Chodesh, they would say a special shir. The Gemara is going to give us the set that was said on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, actually. That certainly was done by the Karban Musaf. Machloikus Rishonim, which shir was sung by the Talmud Shel Shachar. Rashi seems to learn, and that's Minik Svard, that they sang the regular Shir Shal Yoyim. That's why on Yontif, when we daven Shachris, and we say the Shir Shal Yoyim, we say Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. We say the Shir of that day of the week. The Magen Avraham learns that by the Talmud Shel Shachar, they would say the special Shir of that day of Yontif, and that's why the Minhag HaGro is that on Yontif, they don't say the Shir of that weekday, they say the special Shir of the Yontif. So the first day of Sukkot, the capital that they said was the capital in Tehillim that starts Noida B'Yehuda. On Shmini Atzeres, they said Lam Natzeach al Shminis. And now the Braisa begins to discuss what did they say on every day of Chol HaMoed. Says the Braisa, B'chol Shemoed, Barishan, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, and again, the Gemara we're focusing is in Eretz Yisrael, where there's one day Yontif and 6 days of Chol HaMoed. Hashanah Rabbah is considered a day of Chol HaMoed. So what was the first day of Chol HaMoed? Ma'ayah Oimrim, Hovel Hashem B'nei Eilim, which is Kapitel Mizma L'David. And there's a very interesting Machloikus Rashi and Tosfos in understanding this Gemara. According to Rashi, although in this capital, the Gemara doesn't say we start with Mizma L'David, Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim is the middle of the capital. Rashi says we really say the whole Perek. Why did the Gemara quote the Pasuk in the middle of the Perek, not say the whole Perek? Because this is the relevant words that we need to know about. Tosfos and other Rishonim disagree, and they say we didn't say the whole Perek. We only said from Havel Hashem B'nei Eilim. What makes this Perek so unique? Because this perek speaks about Kol Hashem al Hamayim, and on Sukkot we started doing the Nisach Hamayim, the Simch Space Shoeva. The Mashah says that in this perek, we'll count on Friday night, it says Kol 7 times, because we did Simch Space Shoeva for 7 days. B'Sheni Ma'al Yoimer, what did they say in the second day of Chol HaMoed? Ularosha Amalakim. We speak there divrei Musar. And what we're telling people is, why do you come to the Beis HaMikdash if you haven't done tshuva? There's no point in coming. Again, Rashi says we say this whole perek. This is perek nun. The other Rishonim say we only say from here on. B'shlishi mayayimrim. What did they say on the third day? Now here there's agreement between all Rishonim. Very interesting. The same perek, at least at this point, was said on the third day and the fourth day. It's kapitel tzadik dalet. But we said half on the third day and half on the fourth day. However, we said the second half on the third day and the first half on the fourth day. On the third day we said, Mi yokum liyim areyim. Explains Rashi, why do we do that? Especially, as we just said, that we should really say the first half. So what Rashi says is, since in the previous kapitel, we gave Musar, and people feel somewhat concerned about what's happening in Klal Yisrael, and that the situation is not good. So now we say Divrei Nechama, Miyakim Liyim Mereyim, Kuma Hashem, Ezrasali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all hope is not lost. Bervi Mayayimrim, Binu Ba'arim Ba'am, that's the first half of Kapitel Tzadik Dalet, which speaks about the requirement to give Trumas HaMaisris. As we know, Sukkos is the Chag HaOsif. It's the Yontav when they brought, they had all the grain prepared. So when people were coming home, they should be careful to bring and give the Trumas HaMaisris. And as Rashi quotes, the Gemara, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Devabol Oilim Chas V'Shalom, danger comes to the world, the people don't give the Trumas HaMaisris. And even though it's the first half of the Perek, we delay it, says Rashi. Why do we delay it? Because we want to say it closer to when the people are leaving Yerushalayim, so they should keep that message in their heads for when they get home to remember to give the Trumas HaMaisris. B'chamishi mayayimrim. What did they say on the fifth day? On the fifth day they used to say, Kapitel Pei Aleph, Hasiroisi Misevil Shechma. Again, following the process. First we give Musar, we tell them you better give the Trumas HaMaisris. Then the next day, we tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. HaSuraisi Misevil Shechma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take off our burden. Interestingly, here, all the Rishonim agree, again, that we only say part of the Perek. We start from HaSuraisi Misevil Shechma, although we're not going to ever complete the Perek. Here there's no Machlokes Rashi and the other Rishonim. B'shishi Mayayimrim, what did they say on the sixth day? The last day of Chol HaMoed. Yemoed to Kol HaMoed Aretz. Here again, the message is that if you have to give Trumas HaMaisris. Says the Braisa, V'mchal Shabbos Bechemhen, let's say we have a year where one day of Chol HaMoed is on Shabbos, and in Shabbos we know that the Shir Shal Yoyim is Mizma Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, Yemoed to Yitcha. We skip Yemoed to. So, 2 points. Number one, why don't we say both? So the Mefarshim explained because it's Tircha de Tzibura, to make them say two Perakim. But according to Rav Acha, we always say two. So here we see that the Braisa is clearly in conflict with Rav Acha.
So those who say both Perakim Nashim Shoshim and Rosh Chodesh, why don't we say Tircha de Tzibura?
Why don't we say Tircha de Tzibura? I guess in the Beis HaMikdash it took more time than just saying it in Shul. Rav Safra, Manach Basimona. Rav Safra would say the following simon to remember which order to follow, and that's the order of the Braisa. Rav Papa, Manach Basimona, Hum Habi, which is inverting the third day and the fourth day. Basimonach, to remember who said what, and Bua the Safri. Ambur the Safri means when the Rebbe of the Talmidim walk with his Talmidim in the street. Ambur the Safri is a way to remember what Rav Safra holds. It's very interesting. Remeya Simcha, Tar Smeach, says that when do Rav Papa and Rav Safra have a machloikis? Their machloikis is in a year when Shabbos is one of the days of Chol HaMoed. And since on such a year, as the Gemara just taught us, we're not going to say Yemotu. So we want to have the message of Binu Ba'arim as late as possible, because the lesson of Binu Ba'arim and Yemotu is the same lesson of taking Chumas and Maisris, and we're going to skip Yemaitu because it's Shabbos, so that's why he pushes Bina Ba'arim later in the Seder. But in a year, says Ramea Simcha, where there's no Shabbos Cholamoid, so we're going to say Yemaitu at the end anyway, so then he agrees that we follow the order of the Braisa. There's a very interesting vort from Ramea Shapiro. Could I say something from Ramea Shapiro? He was the founder of the Daf Yomi. There's a machloikis between Chassidisha, Nusach Sfard, and others, what is the proper order of the Shpizin to say in Sukkos? The Chassidisha say, Moshe, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef. The Nusach Ashkenaz say, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David. So Ramea Shapiro brought a raya from this Gemara that the Chassidisha write. Why? He says, the third day, which is the fourth day Chol Moed, what do we say? Miyokum Liyam Mereim. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, who is Miyokum Liyam Mereim referring to? Moshe Rabbeinu. The sixth day, we say Yosef, because Yemaitu Komoz De Oretz, has Sirais Misev Al Shechma, is referring to Yosef. So it's right that Moshe comes before Yosef. But says the Gemara, the Rav Acha Bachanina to Yufta. But here we clearly see the Rav Acha Bachanina is incorrect, because here we see that we don't say two Shirei Shalyoim together. Ask the Aruch Haner, an obvious question. In the Gemara, in the short amount of time that we've learned today, we have three rayas against Rav Acha. One was from Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. We spoke about the Shir. The next was about the Tkiyas on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And now this Braisa. Why do we need three proofs to teach us the same concept that Rav Acha is wrong? So he says two answers. Rav Acha's din that we learned in the previous Shir is relevant to two halachas. One is how many times do you blow the shofar, and how many times do you say the Shir Shalyoy? So we had to have proof against his din regarding shofar. That was the second Gemara. And we had to have proof against what he said regarding the Shir Shalyoy. Moreover, says the Aruch Haner, Rav Acha, we'll quote that in a moment, yesterday when we learned the Gemara, said, Osava Aisim Asnisa B'yodei. He proved what he said from a Braisa and a Pasik. So to disprove Rav Acha, first of all, we bring two Braises. Otherwise, why is the Braisa we're going to bring today any more of a proof than the Braisa he said yesterday? So the first Gemara and the third Gemara we learned today were quoting Braises. And he also brought a Pasik. So the second Gemara we brought was a different Pasik to prove him wrong. But now ask the Gemara, Rav Acha did bring a Braisa, and did bring a Pasik, that we do blow the Shofar separately, and we do sing the Shir separately. What are we going to do with that Braisa and Pasik? Ask the Gemara, Rav Acha b'chanina kra mesnis and kama, am ravina loy mishim arichim b'tikiyas. What that Braisa and Pasik will teach us is that we spend more time blowing the Shofar. Meaning, the Sfasemis explains, that normally we only have Nisach HaYayin for one carbon. On a Shabbos Rish Chodesh, for example, we'll have double Nisach HaYayin for each carbon Musaf. And we continue blowing the Shofar until both Nisach HaYayins are completed. Rabbanan, the Kishim Shender of Acha Amri, Loi Mishim Rabba B'taykin. So the way Rishonim explained this is as follows. The Gemara says, Mesech the Erchin, the Mishnah, says that the minimum amount of Chatzoytris that they had when they blew the Shofar is two Chatzoytris. Says, Rabbanan, the Kisri, when we have a double situation, Shabbos Rish Chodesh, we don't just use the minimum amount of Chatzoytris, two Chatzoytris, we use more. Now the Gemara begins a very interesting discussion. Ask the Gemara, V'nand Islam Trei Yoyim HaHecha Avdinim. The Gemara's discussion is for Jews and Chutz Loretz. It refers to Kriyas HaTayra Chol Hamoed, and it refers to what we say in Musaf. What is the question? On the first day of Yontif, we say B'Yoyim HaRishon. There's no Machlaikis. On the second day of Yontif, we in Chutz Loretz, that keep 2 days Yontif, because of a Sveik of the Yoyma, what do we say? We say also B'Yoyim HaRishon, and we don't say B'Yoyim HaSheni. Why don't we say B'Yoyim HaSheni? Because if you say B'Yoyim HaSheni, everybody knows B'Yoyim HaSheni is Chol Hamoed. So why are you treating the day like Chol Hamoed? Similarly, on Shmini Atzeres, we say B'Yoyim HaShmini. Why do we say B'Yoyim HaShmini? Again, because if we're not going to say B'Yoyim HaShmini, if we're going to say B'Yoyim HaShvi, so people say B'Yoyim HaShvi is Chol Hamoed, and they're not going to treat the day like Yontif. The question in the Gemara here is, what is the Kriyas HaTorah for every one of the 5 days of Chol Hamoed for us in Chutz Loretz? Says the Gemara, Fernand Islan Trey Yomi, we who have 2 days of Yontem and Chutz Laretz, Hey Chavdinim, what are we doing Chutz Laretz? Abay Yoma, Sheni Yitcha. On the first day of Chol Hamoed, we don't say Sheni, we don't read B'Yom HaSheni, we just start B'Yom HaShlishi, and we never say B'Yom HaSheni. Rav Oma, Shvi Yitcha. When it comes to Shana Rabbah, so we're following the order of the 5 days Chol Hamoed, and we start B'Yom HaSheni, B'Yom HaShlishi, B'Yom Ravi, B'Yom Chamishi, B'Yom HaShishi, 5 days, then the next day Shmini Atzeres, we're going to say B'Yom HaShmini, we just skip B'Yom HaShvi. Says the Gemara, the Brice that we just learned actually corroborates Rav Shita. Tanya Kavasi the Rava, Imchal Shabbos Lius Pe'echemehen, if Shabbos is one of the days and we're going to have to skip one of the Shiri Hayoim for Chol Hamoed, which is the one we omit? The last one. Here too, Rav is correct. If we're going to have to skip one of the days, skip Yoim HaShmi, Yoim HaEchemem Yit. However, ask an Amem Ben Ador, the Maldal Gedelugi. Amos says we do a dilug. As a machlokes we showed him what this means, very relevant l'alach l'maisa. Rashi says what it means is that we say on the second day of Chol Hamoed, b'yom hasheni, b'yom hashlishi. The third day we say b'yom hashlishi, b'yom ravi, and so on. Rashi goes a step further. He says that we know on Chol Hamoed there are 4 people that get aliyahs. So how do we divide up the aliyahs? So Rashi says b'shem Rabbeisof that the main aliyah on Chol Hamoed is Revi. Why is that the main aliyah? Because that's what makes Chol Hamoed different. Every Monday and Thursday we lay in 3 people. Chol Hamoed, what makes Chol Hamoed unique and different? That we call off 4 people. Says Rashi. For example, on the first day Chol Hamoed in Chutz Laretz, the first person will get Yom HaSheni. The second person will get Yom HaShlishi. The third person gets Yom HaRevi. And the fourth person, who we just said is the main person, the main oiler, will say Yom HaSheni v'Yom HaShlishi, because that's the suffix of today. Tosfos says, I have a problem with what Rashi says. Because according to Rashi, what's going to happen to Shana Rabbah? According to Rashi, Shana Rabbah, we're going to have the first person saying V'Yom HaShishi, the second person saying V'Yom HaShvi, the third person can't say Yom HaShmini. If it's Yom HaShmini, it's Yontif. So that's why Tosfos disagrees. And Tosfos says the first person says Yom HaSheni. Second person says Yom HaShlishi. Third person says Yom HaSheni. Fourth person says Yom HaShlishi. So we have Yom HaSheni Shlishi divided twice. The Rif and the Rambam say the first person says Yom HaSheni. Second person says Yom HaShlishi. Third person also says Yom HaShlishi. And fourth person says Yom HaSheni v'Shlishi. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif and the Rambam. The Ramah paskins like Rashi, which is our minig, Ashkenazim. But there's a problem that Tosfos asked on Rashi, what are you going to do on Hashanah Rabbah? So on Hashanah Rabbah, we say the first person gets Yom HaChamishi, the second oil gets Yom HaShishi, the third person gets Yom HaShvi, and the Revi gets Yom HaShishi for Yom HaShvi together. In Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that we just say the same thing 4 times. On the first day Chol Hamoed, for example, they say Yom HaSheni 4 times. This Gemara is obviously rich in halacha l'maisa. One shaila is, what's going to be the halacha if and we said that this halacha is relevant both to Kriyas HaTorah and to Tfilas Musaf. What's going to be the halacha if by Tfilas Musaf you said the entire thing? On Sukkos it's very easy to get confused. You forgot what day of Sukkos you are. So what happens if you said the wrong thing? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you said the wrong thing, it doesn't make a difference. Because he says that saying the Kabbonis is not an essential part of the Shemoneh Esrei. If you skipped it altogether, it wouldn't be a problem. And therefore says the Mishnah Berurah that if you skipped it, you could say it, you could read the parasha, but it doesn't. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. There's a very interesting Shas of Tshuva Shalom Meishev. The Shalom Meishev says, if you would have skipped it, he agrees. The halacha is that that doesn't make you say over the Shemoneh Esrei. But it's worse to say the wrong thing than to say nothing. And therefore, if you said the wrong thing, he holds you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Another Shaila, by Kriyas HaTorah. What's the halacha by Kriyas HaTorah if you read it the wrong way? So everybody agrees that you have to go back and read what you missed. Machloikis hapoiskim, do you make a bracha? Some paiskim say that you make a bracha, others say you just read it. Then I saw Ramosha has an interesting shaila. It could happen. We're used to reading during the weekday three people for Kriyas HaTorah, and after three people get the Aliyas, the Baal Kairah says Kaddish. So in Chol HaMoed, the Baal Kairah made an error. And instead of calling up the fourth person and giving him his Aliyah, and then saying Kaddish, he said Kaddish after the third Aliyah. So we call up the person for the fourth Aliyah, no problem. We didn't put away the Sefer Torah. Machloik is if you make a bracha or not, but do you say Kaddish again? Ramosha paskins that you say Kaddish again. He says an interesting svara. He says that why is Kaddish said? Because Kaddish represents separating what's the chiv hayoim. When do we normally say Kaddish on a regular Shabbos? Between the Kriyas HaTorah and Maftar. Because we want to separate. Maftar is not the chiv hayoim to read. But Revi on Chol HaMoed is part of the chiv hayoim. And therefore by saying Kaddish between Shlishi and Revi, you did something which was incorrect. The right time for the Kaddish is strictly after Revi, and you have to repeat the Kaddish. One more interesting shaila. This happens every shul. There is a shul where there are people, the different balei tekiya on Rosh Hashanah. One person blows the first day, another person blows the second day. What happens if the first day is Rosh Hashanah?
Shabbos.
The first day is Shabbos. So the first Baal Tekiya says, the first chance of blowing, I get. The other Baal Tekiya says that I get it because it's the second day, and the second day belongs to me. So there are paiskim that want to prove from our Gemara that the first Baal Tekiya is the one that is given the right to blow. Why? Because what does our Gemara say? That the last thing, Yamatu, the last Shir Shoyim, is the one that always falls away. And in fact, the Shari Tshuva speaks about a similar shaila. Some people say Yoitzer by Mayrv on Yontif. It's called Maravis. But the minig was that if the first night of Yontif was Friday night, they didn't say Maravis. There's a very simple reason why they didn't do it. Because they didn't have such good lighting in the shul. So regular Maariv, most people know most of it by heart anyway. But Maravis, they didn't know. And you can say it without lighting, or you may put on a candle. So they don't say Maravis when it's Friday night. So what's the halacha if the first night was Friday night, and that's the second night of Yontif? Which Maravis do you say? Do you say the Maravis of the first night, or do you say the Maravis of the second night? The halacha is you say the Maravis of the first night. So it's a proof that the first one is always the winner. I saw another similar shaila. The minig was, a very interesting minig, the Ben Yoyada discusses this. The minig was, people wanted that they should use their Sifrei Torah for Kriya. And there was a chazaka, one person had that his Sefer Torah was used the first day of Rosh Hashanah, another person had a chazaka that his Sefer Torah was used the second day. But there was a minig that superseded that minig. That if somebody made a bris milah, his Sefer Torah was used. So there was a bris milah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and that is a machloikis, which Sefer Torah should be used on the second day. So the right thing to do is to always compromise. That's just worth saying. In other words, like, one person should probably blow Tekiyas the Miyoshev, another person should blow the Tekiyas the Mumid, or they should take turns different years, but not everybody's always up to compromise. So the halacha, so they want to say it's Al Gemara, that the second person is always pushed away. But the Shalos Tshuvos Panim Iris says, you can't compare it to Al Gemara. And Al Gemara Chazal established up front that if the first day, if there's going to be a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the last year falls away. Chazal didn't establish who should be the Baal Tekiya, and therefore, it's not necessarily similar. And again, the right thing to do is to make Shalom, especially in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, we know that the Kahanim were divided into Mishmairis. They were divided into different rotations. Originally, in the Midbar, by Moshe Rabbeinu, there were four Mishmairis. However, in the time of Shmuel and David, they were increased to 24 Mishmairis. And the way it works is, every week, a different Mishmar of Kahanim work. However, says the Mishnah, on Sukkot, and we'll discuss this more in the next Mishnah, tomorrow Mitzvah Shem, on Sukkot, they would have all the Mishmairis work. They also had an abundance of karbanos brought on Sukkos. And the Mishnah begins to describe this. Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, Hayasham Yud Gimel Parim. They had 13 parim. Over the Yontav of Sukkos, they brought 70 parim in a decreasing fashion, as the Mishnah will teach us. On the first day of Sukkos, there were 13 parim. On the second day, there were 12, and so on. There were Elim Shnayim. There were 12 Elim, which were done every day. Sar Echad. And one Sar. Elim Shnayim. Elim Shnayim, two. I said one. 12. Two Elim. Sar Echad, one Sawyer, and the Shtayah Sham Yudal Kvasim. So, what we, according to Rashi, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, there was no pious done at all, no Gairul done at all. Other Rishonim, I'll tell you in a minute, disagree. There was no pious done. We follow the Pasik in Divrei Hayomim. The Pasik in Divrei Hayomim lists the 24 Mishmairis. The first 13 Mishmairis brought the 13 parim, so we count for 13 mishmaros. Elim Shnayim is number 14 and number 15. Sar Echad is number 16. So we have 16 mishmaros ready bringing kabanas. We have 8 mishmaros who didn't do anything yet today, and 14 kvasim. 14 kvasim were brought every day. Mishtai Sham Yudal Kvasim, Lashmaina mishmaros. B'yom Rishon, on the first day of Yontif, 6 of those remaining 8 Mishmairis, Shisha from those remaining 8 Mishmairis, Makrivim, Shnaim, Shnaim, each brought 2 Kvasim, Fashar, and the 2 remaining, Echad, Echad, bring 1 Kevas each. B'sheni, now the second day Yontif, Chamisha Makrivim, again we start where we left off, starting by number 14, they start bringing the Purim, and the Purim was always the most attractive carbon to bring, because it's the carbon that's the largest. Chamishim, and we start with that again. V'sheni chamishim akrivim shnayim shnayim, v'shar echad echad. Tosfos and other Rishonim, as I said, have a different approach to this Gemara. They say we don't follow the order of the Mishmairis listed in Divrei Yomim, just we did a Goyrel, which, who should be number one, and who should be number two, and who should be number three, and so on until 24. Bishlishi on the third day, and again this should be figured out, but we don't have the time. Dal makrivim shnayim shnayim, v'shar echad echad. Brevi, shlosh makrivim shnayim shnayim, v'shar echad echad. Bechamishi on the fifth day, shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim, two bring, two kvasim, v'shar echad echad. Again, because we have less parim, because we're decreasing every day one par. Bishishi echad makrivim shnayim, v'shar echad echad. Bishvi on the seventh day, kulum shavim. Everybody gets to say, everybody only brings one keves. Bishmini, chazru lepayis kibur golem, ashmini atzeres, we go back to the goyrel system. Amru, mishim hikrav parim hayoyim, la yikrav lemachar. Since, as we said earlier, the par was the most attractive carbon to bring, so we always made sure that nobody should get a chance the next day to bring a par until all the mishmaris got a chance. That means nobody got a second chance before everybody got one chance. El chayzer chalila, we keep on starting from scratch. Says the Gemara, Neima, perhaps Masnisim Rebbe Hivalei Rabbanim. Our mission is going according to Rebbe, not Rabbanim. The Tanya, haba par baba shmini, the par that was born in Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, as we're going to learn, wasn't part of this whole system of decreasing parim 13, 12, 11. Just on Shmini Atzeres, they brought one par. But Tchila Mefisin Lov, Divrei Rebbe. On Shmini Atzeres, we make a new pious. V'cham Raimim, Echad Mishtei Mishmeris Loi Shilshu. There were 2 Mishmeris that only got 2 turns to bring the par, not 3 turns. They are the one. They're the ones that bring the par in Shmini Atzeres. So our Mishnah that says that we make a goyrel on Shmini Atzeres seems to be going like Rebbe, who says that we make a goyrel on Shmini Atzeres, not like the Rabbanan, who say that one of the 2 remaining that only had 2 turns, not 3 turns, get the power of Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara, our Mishnah could go even according to Rabbanan. I feel tame Rabbanan. Yes, according to Rebbe, we start from scratch in Shmini Atzeres. and it doesn't make a difference what happened during Yontif, all 24 Mishmeros go into the lottery, who will bring the power on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbanan say, we want to be a little more fair. And the two Mishmeros that didn't get three turns, they're the ones that are put in, that are the candidates for Shmini Atzeres. But we still need a Goyrel. Who of these two should bring that one power? So when the Mishnah says that we make a Goyrel on Shmini Atzeres, it could even go according to Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara. Command has Lahodatan, you call them Mishmeros, Shonis and Mishalshos. All the Mishmeros go twice or three times. Chut Mishnei Mishmeros, Shishenis, Vei Mishalshos. Except two that only had two opportunities, not three. Name a Rebbe V'lo Rabbanan. She would say it's going according to Rebbe and not the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbanan, one of them did get, only one didn't get three terms. Because one of them did get three turns, because we give him Shmini Atzeres. Says the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, the price could go even according to Rabbanan. A field time Rabbanan, Maila Shulshu, Bepriya Chag. Even if the, one of these two didn't get a turn, got only two turns on Yontif, on Shmini Atzeres he got a turn, but on Yontif only two, there were two that only got two turns. Because El Chayzer and Chalila. My Kamashmon, and what is this price of teaching us? Kamashmon, Mishik Reparim, a Yakov Macher. The price is teaching us the same lesson we learned at the end of the Mishnah, that we have a retaliation system, and nobody gets a second turn until everybody got a first turn, and nobody gets a third turn until everybody got a second turn. Chazim Chalil. Amar Rav Elazar. Hani Shivim Parim, Kenegin Mi. We say that on Yontav we bring Shivim Parim. So the Gemara wants to know Kenegin Mi. So the way the Aral Chener explains the Gemara's question is as follows. He says, if the Torah told us that we have to bring 70 parim on Sukkot, and every day, 7 days Sukkot, every day bring 10 parim, there would be no questions. That's what the Torah said. What causes us to have a question is why is it brought in a decreasing order? Hani shivim parim kenegin mi? Says the Gemara, kenegin shivim umas. It is, corresponds to the shivim umas that we bring Parim for the 70 umas. Par yichidi lama. On Shmini Atzeres, we just simply brought one par. Kenegri uma yichida. To one nation. What's that one nation? Klal Yisrael. Moshel melech bas v'dam sh'omel avodav. Asuli sud g'dayla. It doesn't make me a large meal. L'yoyim achroin, on the last day. Omel ahava asuli sud g'tana. Make me a small meal. Kadesh she'enem imach. I want to enjoy you. So Daruch Haner explains, what's this Moshel coming to answer? The Moshel is coming to answer, Klal Yisrael is the most special by Hashem. So shouldn't the power of Klal Yisrael come first, not last? Says the Moshel, how is it noticeable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys our company by us coming last? Amar Yochanan, they don't even know what they lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mizbeach Mechaper Lehem. The Mizbeach helped them. The Mizbeach was brought for the 70 umas. So, there's a lot to say in this Gemara to understand the Gemara. The Svarim explain, there are two ways of having a nice meal. Sometimes, if you want to have a nice meal, you have to put down a beautiful banquet. And sometimes you don't have to put down a beautiful blanket. You just have to have very good company. When you have nice company, the meal doesn't have to be very elaborate. It's the company that makes the good meal. Says the Gemara, the Goyim don't find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoy their company? By bringing a lot, having a large meal, Shivim Parim, 13 Par, 12 Par. Klal Yisrael don't need a fancy meal. It's just the relationship, the special relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Dubna Magid says a beautiful mashal. He says, there was once a person who lost his wife. He had children, and he lost his wife. He got remarried to a woman with children. And then he went off on a trip, and he comes back with gifts. And he bought beautiful, large gifts for his wife's children. And for his own children, he brought very small gifts. So the people asked him, we don't understand. Your own children, and you're bringing such meager gifts. And to your stepchildren, you're bringing gorgeous gifts. So he said, pshat is like this. My stepchildren really don't care about me so much. So how will they be happy that I came back? How will they, if I bring them a nice gift? My children, they don't need a gift to appreciate me coming back. My presence here is the greatest gift. The goyim need Purim. They don't understand the relationship between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need Purim. We have our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu supersedes the boundaries of gifts and Purim. The Chassidish Sfarim, the Shem Shmuel, explains. He says, Shiva, 7, represents Teva. There are 7 days in the week. Klal Yisrael is Lamalama in a Teva. Which day represents the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael? Shemini Atzeres. That's above Teva, the 8th day. The Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Aaron Kotel says a very powerful vart. He says, "When what's Sukkos, as we've been saying so many times, Sukkos is Man Simchaseinu. When Klal Yisrael has his Man Simchaseinu, look at what a Jew is. When a Jew has a Simchaseinu, what does he do? He immediately shares a Simcha. And not only does he share a Simcha with his fellow Jews, it's Man Simchaseinu, he shares the Simcha with all the Umas HaOlam. Says the Mashal, Shmini Atzeres represents what we say in Eish Eschayel, V'tischak L'yoyim Achroim. At the end, Klal Yisrael will be B'simcha.